Yes, hello. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden's performing as a president?
Approve.
Approve. Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performing as the governor?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Okay. Now, will you say that things in the country are on the right track or wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Will you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
It's definitely a southern state.
Thank you. Now, how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'm in a good spot. Oh, yeah, dear.
Okay. So will you say it's excellent or good?
No, no. It's just good. I'm in a nice area, but I think the rural areas are struggling.
Okay. Now, thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay. Now, will you say that things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or wrong track?
Right track.
Right track. Okay. Now, Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill?
I haven't, but I disagree with it.
Okay.
They're going to siphon money out of the public school system for, like, vouchers for private schools, and that's ridiculous.
Okay. So supporters say that it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say that it will take away state money and that should be spent on public schools. Will you support or oppose to this legislation?
Oppose it. 100% oppose it. It's going to take away from the school system that needs
okay.
the money.
Thank you. Now, given what you know now, will you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely. I'm not going to vote for money that
okay.
supports that bull.
Okay. Now, do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school that they are not zoned for?
That they are now what?
A zone, like, you know, in the area
zone.
They're supposed to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Now, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen pro-life ration of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, will you support or oppose the bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana, where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest
yes.
in public education?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now,
I support legalizing marijuana. Yes.
Okay. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of mm-hmm. marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preference should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, Virginia farmers should have first choice license. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose allowing biological males who identify as females to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
This is going to surprise you. I'm going to say no.
Okay. Do you support or oppose requiring...
As you can tell, I'm a richer independent, but I tend to be more liberal in thoughts. But that's the one topic I'm not.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
No, that's not the school business.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
I kind of missed that. Can you repeat that real
yes.
quick? I'm trying to listen to two conversations.
Yeah. Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education and the upbringing of their children.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity?
Oh, my God, that's horrific. Absolutely not. We cannot. No. We cannot.
No, I will.
Investigate for child abuse if they're child. Are you asking if we should allow parents to be charged with child abuse or investigate if their kids are non-binary?
That is correct. If you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused
of not affirming.
Okay. Now I would like to ask you some questions about mental health care here in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
It's inadequate, absolutely.
Inadequate.
I know first thing it's inadequate.
Now, right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your point of view, should that be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or is not a priority?
High priority.
At all? Thank you.
High priority.
Now, one idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in a new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose of this concept?
I support, absolutely.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly support, yeah. We need to fund this.
Now, I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspect of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Okay. Now, includes $9 million to support mental health patients' transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often to help transport patients. Okay, thank you. Now,
That's a good one.
Now, the plan has $50 million to expand mental health care services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Okay. Now, it includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization unions across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
More. Okay. The plan also includes $50 million in funding to combat the epidemic crisis and support programming that to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Okay. Now, it also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does this, hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Oh, absolutely more.
Okay, so we're almost finished. Haven't heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance abuse service in Virginia. Please tell me whether you will now support or oppose of it.
I would support it, and I'll support any legislators who are fighting for that.
Okay, would that be strongly support or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Now, Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
Yeah, employers need to give the employees that right to form a union, absolutely.
Okay. Do you feel that public employers should... Okay. Do you feel that public employers should or should not be required to get permissions from employees before providing that employees' personal information like home, phone, addresses, and emails to union organizers?
No. They should not be providing that to union organizers. The workers should provide that.
Okay, thank you.
Workers need to.
Okay, so unions have been able to negotiate contracts with public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the availability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
Oh, I think it should be more than a minimum. It should be a maximum.
Okay. Now, once a union is formed, it can be in a place for generations. Do you feel that public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
Yes. Workers should have that right.
Now, in 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of the new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
No, I support this law. We need to go electric. We got to get off the oil industry. We got to get off fossil fuels.
Okay.
I don't have an electric car yet, but, you know, we need to. I agree. Okay. I support.
Okay, but do you support to repealing the law or oppose it?
No. Don't repeal it, Laurel. No. We need to keep this law in effect. We need to get off.
Okay.
We need to go to electric.
Okay, so would that be support or oppose?
There's going to be a law to repeal those laws.
Well, that's what they want to do.
I don't support repealing the laws.
Okay,
yeah, let's
so
not repeal the laws. I do not support that. No. We need to go electric.
Okay, so federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their income higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel that Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm registered Independent.
Independent, okay. Now, what is your age? Is it 1834, 35, 49, 50, 64?
54,
okay. Now, which one of the following will best describe your race or your ethnicity? Are you white Caucasian, black African-American, Hispanic, Latino,
old white woman.
Okay. Now, do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
I have 3 children in public school.
Okay, thank you. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or other?
Female.
Female. Okay, so that was the last question on my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for staying on the phone with me.
Thank
it means
you.
A lot to me and the company, and I hope you have a safe weekend, ma'am.
I hope it helps straighten this mess out. You have a good night.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.